Dionysus, whose Roman name was Bacchus, was the ancient Greek god of wine, merriment, and theater. Son of Zeus and his mortal lover Semele, Dionysus was snatched by Zeus from the devouring flames, in which his mother perished at the sight of the Almighty God in all his divine glory. He was reared in Zeus's thigh for several months before being born. Hence he was known as the Twice-Born. The motherless child was first entrusted to the charge of Hermes, who then transferred him to the fostering care of the nymphs of Mount Nysa. An aged satyr named Silenus, the son of Pan, became his educator and chief companion. Dionysus passed an innocent and uneventful childhood, roaming through the woods and forests, surrounded by nymphs, satyrs, and shepherds. During one of these rambles, he found a fruit growing wild, of a most refreshing and cooling nature. This was the vine, from which he subsequently learnt to extract a juice which formed a most exhilarating beverage. He then set out to make a triumphal progress, accompanied by thousands of enthusiastic followers through Syria, Egypt, Arabia, even as far as India, to teach people the cultivation of the vine. One myth tells of Dionysus being abducted by pirates who were unaware of his identity. The wine god transformed the ship's mast into a huge vine, and a heavenly choir filled the air with music. Turning himself into a lion and assisted by a bear, Dionysus dispatched the pirate captain. In terror, the remaining crew members leapt overboard and were changed into dolphins. Only the helmsman survived the encounter, as he had counseled his crewmates against abducting the stranger in the first place. In another myth, Hera was trapped by her son Hephaestus in an ingenious throne. It was Dionysus who persuaded, probably with wine, the god of metallurgy to return to Mount Olympus and release her. Hera, therefore, in her gratitude, ensured that Dionysus, actually a demigod, became a full Olympian god with permission to reside on Mount Olympus for all time. Homer described Dionysus as the joy of men, and Hesiod likewise depicted him as much cheering. Both made sense, because Dionysus was credited with giving man the gift of wine. The Greeks usually drank wine diluted with water, mixed in a large crater vessel. Wine was drunk at banquets, festivals, and private parties, in particular at a symposium, a kind of informal, male-only drinking session where guests reclined on a couch and engaged in conversation on topics ranging from gossip to philosophy. Dionysus was regarded as the patron of the drama. At the state festival of the Dionysia, dramatic entertainments took place in his honor, for which all the renowned Greek dramatists of antiquity composed their immortal tragedies and comedies. It is believed that theater sprang from a Dionysian frenzy, as, like Dionysus's worshippers, actors strive to leave behind their own persona and become one with the character they are playing. Indeed, priests of Dionysus were given seats of honor in Greek theaters.